Anjana Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya
राधा वृंदावन चंद्रदेव भगवान की जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की गौर निताय भगवान की बालाजी देव भगवान की श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नमो नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिर् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति न इष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 28 एंड श्लोक नंबर 59 एंड 60। रीडिंग टू वर्सेस। सो आई विल रीड द फर्स्ट वर्स एंड देन विल रिसाइट द सेकंड वन। तस्मिंस्तं रामया स्पृष्टो रममाणो श्रुतस्मृतिः तत्संगा सदृशं प्राप्तो दशां पापीयसीं प्रभो। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर फ्रेंड, व्हेन यू एंटर सच अ बॉडी अलोंग विद द वुमन ऑफ मटेरियल डिजायर्स यू बिकम ओवरली अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन सेंस एंजॉयमेंट। बिकॉज ऑफ दिस यू हैव फॉरगॉटन योर स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ। Due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. Purport. When a person becomes materially engrossed, he has no capacity to hear about spiritual existence. Forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence. Such is the result of sinful life. Various bodies are developed with the material ingredients because of different types of sinful activities. King Puranjan assumed the body of a woman, Vaidarbhi, as a result of his sinful activities. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Sriyo Vaishyas Tatha Shudraha, that such a body is low born. If one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, he can be elevated to the highest perfection, even though he be low born. One acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. Text number 60.
Natvam vidarbha duhita nayam viraha suruttava na patistvam puranjanya ruddho navamukheyaya नत्वं विदर्भ दुहिता नायं वीरः सुरुतौ। ન પતિસ્ત્વં પુરંજન્યા વૃદ્ધો નવ મુખે યયા ન ત્વં વિદર્ભ દુહિતા નાયં વીરઃ સુરુત્તવા ન પતિસ્ત્વં પુરંજન્યા વૃદ્ધો નવ મુખે યયા.
પ્રભુજીસ ન નોટ ત્વમ યુ વિદર્ભ દુહિતા ડોટર ઓફ વિદર્ભા ન નોટ અયમ ધીસ વીરહ હીરો સુરૂત વેલ વિશિંગ હસબન્ડ તવ યુઅર ન નોટ પતિ હસબન્ડ ત્વમ યુ પુરંજન્યા ઓફ પુરંજની રુદ્ધ કેપ્ચર્ડ નવમુખે ઇન ધ બોડી હેવિંગ 9 ગેટ્સ યયા બાય ધી મટીરિયલ એનર્જી. ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પરપોર્ટ બાય હિઝ ડિવાઇન ગ્રેસ એસી ભક્તિવેદાંત સ્વામી શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ. શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ કી એકચ્યુઅલી યુ આર નોટ ધી ડોટર ઓફ વિદર્ભ nor is this man Maledhvaja your well wishing husband, nor were you the actual husband of Puranjani. You were simply captivated in this body of 9 gates. Purport: in the material world, many living entities come into contact with one another, and increasing their attachment to a particular type of body, become related as father, husband, mother, wife, etc. Actually, every living entity is a separate individual being, and it is because of his contact with matter that he comes together with other bodies and becomes falsely related. False bodies create various associations in the name of family, community, society, and nationality. Actually, every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the living entities are overly engrossed in the material body. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears and gives instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literatures. The Supreme Lord gives these instructions because He is the eternal friend of the living entities. His instructions are important because by them the living entity can obtain liberation from bodily engagement. As water passes down a river, many straws and grasses are carried from the shore. These straws and grasses come together in the river's current, but when the waves toss this way and that, they are separated and carried somewhere else. Similarly, the innumerable living entities within this material world are being carried by the waves of material nature. Sometimes the waves bring them together and they form friendships and relate to one another on a bodily basis of family, community, and nationality. Eventually, they are thrown out of association by the waves of material nature. This process has been going on since the creation of material nature. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur sings, Miche mayar vashe yachcha bheshe kachcha habu dubu bhai jiva krishna das e vishwas karle ta ar dukh nai. My dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are on the surface, sometimes you are being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoiled. If you simply catch hold of Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will once again get free from all the miserable material conditions. In this verse, the words Surut, well-wisher, and Tava, your, are very significant. One's so-called husband, relative, son, father, or whatever cannot actually be a well-wisher. The only actual well-wisher is Krishna himself, as Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. Society, friendship, love, and well-wishers are all simply results of being packed in different bodies. One should know this well and try to get out of this bodily encagement into which one is thrown birth after birth.
One should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and return home back to Godhead.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Unmilitam Enam Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachate Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पा तरु भेश्य कृपा सिंधु भयेवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna. So first of all, I seek the blessings of all the senior devotees sitting here and all the devotees around and their lordships and Srila Prabhupada so that I can speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam and today being a historic day about Srila Prabhupada in whatever little time I have that will inspire all of us. In this particular story where Puranjana has become woman in the next life and in that life now she is about to leave her body with the husband and that's where this instruction is being given where the brahman is saying that you are not actually the daughter of Vidarbha nor this person is your husband Maledhvaja and nor were you the actual husband of Puranjani this is only going on from this body to another body and if you are not serious then it will again continue for the next body and it will keep going on. So this is the harsh reality of the material world. You know, in the spiritual life, there is definitely some place for affection, affection amongst the relatives, friends, but there is no place for the attachments because attachments will keep pushing you from one life to another. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Jata sahi dhruva mrityur, Dhruva Janma Murtasacha. As soon as you take birth, your death is certain. And as soon as you die, your birth is also certain. So this has been going on and on. So somewhere it has to stop. And in the song, in this purport, this song Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that a jiva is, you know, kacha habudubu bhai. Habudubu matlab, in Marathi they say dubne, in pani. In the water, the jiva is sometimes on the surface of the water and sometimes is drowned underwater. And it's going on, he's suffering, enjoying. But unless and until he has faith on Lord Krishna, that I need to surrender, till that time he has no hope. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. And Srila Prabhupada in his one bhajan, just before he took sannyas, Vrindavan bhajan, he writes very beautiful point and that's the connection of this verse with the
purport. Prabhupada mentions that just like in the sea, various foams occur. The bubbles are coming and they get separated. Similarly, so many living entities come together and they get separated. How many foam bubbles are there in the ocean? How many foam bubbles come together and how many get separated? Just for a short while they are together and they are separated. That is how the living entities in this world, they come together and get separated. In terms of eternity, this lifespan is nothing. So Prabhupada further writes that basically when he was going on Jaloduta, about to board Jaloduta, he went to Calcutta and he had nowhere to stay. That's the time he again remembers these lines, what he had written many years before in his poem. And in the lines he says, where is my loving father and mother gone now? Where are all those relatives, you know, who were so much loving to me? And such a big family I had, but what is now left with is only the list of names. So that is the harsh reality of the material world. You know, we may have big loving family, but after a few years, what remains of the family is the list of names. Prabhupada writes in that poem. And in the next stanza, he gives again different hope. What he says? He says that based on the attachment, this relationship will not work. But as soon as you bring Krishna in the picture, in the center of the family, relatives, friends, then suddenly everything comes into harmony. Especially says that so many living entities, when they are looked from the Krishna's angle, then that makes sense. And that's where the spiritual circle allows the affection with each other and not the attachment. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a very famous verse. It says, Tato yuddhasya yujvasva. O Arjuna, fight for the sake of fighting. Yuddhasya yujvasva. That means his duty was to fight. So as husband, as son, as wife, as children, we have certain duties. We have to continue to do those duties for the sake of doing duties. And what will happen? The next line, Krishna says that papam na charity. Matlab, you will not be incurring any sin if you are doing your duties like that. So beautiful harmony, Prabhupada says, Krishna brings when everything is seen in relationship with Krishna. So in connection with this particular stanza, I would be taking forward today's presentation in connection with the Prabhupada's very historic day today of arrival in America. It is a very historic day in one sense. And this day has to be celebrated in a gorgeous way. Why? Because in America, there is one particular day that is celebrated called Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus discovered America on that day, sometime in 1492. That means, what did he do? He went on the ship, he landed there, he saw there are some people, he sat on the ship and came back. And he reported here that there is a land called America. And that is celebrated in such big way as the Columbus Day, and there is a government holiday. But in comparison, what did Srila Prabhupada do? Srila Prabhupada went to America on Jaloduta and told Americans that you can go to Golok with this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, you can get self-realized. The message of goodwill and peace and happiness Srila Prabhupada gave. And through Americans, he gave to the whole world. And then he came back 14 times travel around the globe. So, in comparison to Columbus, Prabhupada's going to USA is much more glorious. And this has to be celebrated for a week, not one day. If Columbus can be celebrated for one day, Prabhupada's going to America has to be celebrated for one whole week. And that's how now most of the devotees in ISKCON are trying to do the World Holy Name Week. You know, for whole week it has to be celebrated. You know, we have started realizing the importance of this great event. Because what Prabhupada has done is, like they say, a small step that Srila Prabhupada took from Jaloduta on the land of America is a giant leap for Krishna consciousness. That was the dream of many acharyas. So today's presentation I will be dividing into four parts. The dreams of various acharyas that they were seeing. Then the journey that Srila Prabhupada undertook, the mood of Srila Prabhupada, and the achievements and gifts Prabhupada has given to the world. If you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was there in 1923. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote what Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted and written about his dreams sometime in 1890. In Sajjan Toshani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to write and publish that magazine. And in The Harmonist, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur translated and edited in English language, and he published few things. And there he mentions about three dreams Bhaktivinoda Thakur had. One of the dreams Bhaktivinoda Thakur had was establishing Varnashram system. There he writes many beautiful points where it is not the purpose of any patriotic Indian to destroy the Varnashram Dharma, the duties of the four Varnas and Ashramas. It is our duty to eliminate the impurities that have crept into this system, and in order to rejuvenate this Varnashram Dharma, it will be necessary to adopt the following principles. Two principles he lists. Number one, no one's Varna will be settled by birth alone. And number two, the Varna of every person should be settled in accordance with the nature formed by the association in the early years and by the course of acquisition of knowledge and experience. No, not based on the birth, but based on knowledge, experience and association. The kind of nature that person has developed. This is one dream. In 1890, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that you can imagine the condition of India that time. Even now, people are very reluctant to have intercaste marriages. But in those times, it was much more rigid. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this Varnashram system that is criticized by Western scholars has to be re-established again properly by removing the impurities. And what Srila Prabhupada achieved? He gave Brahman initiations based on the qualities of a person, not based on the birth. So that one dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada fulfilled. He gave dikshas, he promoted people based on their qualifications, their experience, their knowledge, their nature, and not based on the birth. The next dream Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions is about how the acharya should be, what kind of acharya we need in this world. So he mentions that the first and foremost duty of an acharya is to uproot those evils completely which are destroying people's faith in the Vedic literatures, mainly Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita. He destroys all those evils and bring those people back to Krishna's lotus feet. And this is the work all these acharyas have done. If you see the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, that time he says the Gaudiya Vaishnavism somehow is destroyed by so many upper sampradayas. And he saw so many people are taking it so cheaply, so he thought it is his duty to destroy them. And so many efforts he took to destroy these upper sampradayas. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as an acharya, he was considered lion guru. Why? Because he could not withstand the Mayavadis. He would go on defeating Mayavadis. One famous debate between even Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, who is superior? He established that Brahmanas, yes, they are great, but Vaishnavas are far above. And Vaishnavas do not have jati. Anybody, even Haridas Thakur, we see the example. From any caste, somebody can become Vaishnava and they are superior. And for that, he was threatened for his life. That is an acharya. And what Srila Prabhupada did? Prabhupada saw that rampantly around, people are attracted to the Western world. And the luxuries offered by the Western science and technology. And as an acharya, he destroyed the materialistic conception of science. He was dead against the atheistic scientists. And secondly, about Mayavad. Pachyatya Deshadarini, in that verse we say, you know, impersonalists are destroyed by Prabhupada and scientists have been destroyed. So as an acharya, Prabhupada fulfilled that dream also. Because upper sampradayas were prevalent only in Bengal area. But scientists' authority was prevalent all over the world. And as an acharya, it was his duty to destroy such blind faith on the science and establish the true faith on the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedic literatures, which is the spiritual science. And third and most important dream Bhaktivinoda Thakur had is about spreading of the holy name. You know, he was thinking Lord Chaitanya is not the Lord or God only of Bengalis. The Sankirtan he has spread only in Bengal, but Lord himself has predicted in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Prithvite Ache Nagradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam. This has to spread everywhere. And he writes in Sajjan Toshini in 1990, in his own words, he says, there is no doubt that this indisputable command will very shortly turn into a fact. This is 1890. It appears to be absolutely certain that all the religions of the world will mature into one universal church of the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. So this is the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Further he says that I am longing for that day when people from England, France, Russia, Prussia, America and many other countries, they will have symbols, kartal in hand, mrudanga in hand, flags in the hand, and they in their own towns chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is his desire, this dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prussia, that time I was just searching, because nowadays we are not worried about Prussia. Prussia was the kingdom of Germany. That was much bigger, three times bigger than Germany, practically covering the whole of Europe. So Russia and Prussia matlab whole of Europe and Russia. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had dream of the whole of Western world taking to Harinam Sankirtan. And further he dreams of a day that when that day would come, when halfway through all these Western people with white bodies will come with kartal and mrudanga in hand chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chanting Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. And halfway from this side, the devotees from India will come and they will chant Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. And both will meet and embrace each other when that day will come. And when that day will come, when all these people will come to the birthplace of Mayapur, of Lord Chaitanya, Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. So this was the dream, you know, envisioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The same dream is carried forward by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know, he was constantly thinking how to preach to these English people. You know, one has to spread. And as soon as he saw in 1922 Prabhupada, the first instruction that he gave, we are aware of. He himself tried to send few sannyasi disciples. You know, preach, go to Europe, England, Germany and preach in English language. But somehow it could not succeed. So that was the dream. And he had hope in one of his disciples, that is Srila Prabhupada. So that was the dream Srila Prabhupada, many acharyas carried, and we know what happened further. So it has been going on, three generations, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then Prabhupada. I was thinking it is similar to the Ganges coming down in three generations. It took so much of efforts. You know, Sagara's sons, 60,000 sons were, you know, burnt to ashes. And then his grandson, Anshuman, he started, you know, this mission, getting the Ganges down. Anshuman could not complete, but his dream was there. Then his son, King Dilip, he tried. He could not succeed. Then his son, Bhagirath, he tried and he became successful. The dream of generations, finally Bhagiratha. Similarly, the Ganges was brought, similarly Prabhupada brought this Hare Krishna mission to the whole world. So in that sense, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the founder of modern Hare Krishna movement. And what Bhaktisiddhanta did is he took a giant leap by getting the printing press. This was not there earlier. You know, he was spreading all over India, 64 mathas. He took giant leap in spreading. But the real globalization, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisioned, that globalization of Hare Krishna movement was achieved by Srila Prabhupada. And today is the day when Srila Prabhupada landed in America, in Boston city. So this is very historical day today. So how was the journey of Srila Prabhupada, you know, fulfilling these dreams? The journey started 13th of August 1965 and ended on 17th of September 1965, total 35 days. And as per the tithi, today is the day. We celebrate as per the tithis. Although this started in 13th of August, but the seed was sown in 1922 and again reconfirmed in 1936. You know, the last letter of Bhaktisiddhanta to Srila Prabhupada. please preach this language in the English speaking world. And that was what he was carrying all throughout. Now we can imagine how many people now also understand English, you know. But in 1944, Srila Prabhupada started English Back to Godhead. 1944, how many people would speak English? But this desire, the instruction was going on. My spiritual master has told, preach in English. He was writing books in English, The Easy Journey to Other Planets. How many would read except some, you know, educated people? But he is putting so much of efforts. You know, generally we say, be practical. You know, here are so many people waiting for Krishna's message, and you are writing, say, in Pune, you are writing in, say, Tamil, and distributing books, trying to find out where are the Tamil people, because, you know, I need to speak, you know, spread in Tamil language. It's like that, it's more than that actually. 1944 writing in English. But that is the desire of my spiritual master. My life is for that purpose. And he was preparing, you know. So I will today briefly mention something about what happened in that, just before the journey and during the journey. It was January of 1965 when the third volume of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, was published in English language, and suddenly Prabhupada felt very confident. Because the preparation is not about just getting money and tickets. The preparation also about preparing the message for those people in that language. So first canto was published, first volume with great struggle. Second volume, again there is no money, going to Gita Press, Gorakhpur, again that was published. Then third, he got some money from here and there, mostly from Bombay, Sumati Morarji. And when third volume was published, he felt very confident. And now he wanted more money. So immediately thought of book distribution. With that volume, he went to Bombay in February of 65, trying to meet big people, you know, to distribute Bhagavatam so that he can get money, so that tomorrow he can go to America. No way of, you know, planning, you know, when that day will come. But his struggle is going on at that age. 65 matlab is 68. So he met one person there, Mr. Bhagwani, who was the librarian of Jai Hind College. He took one set. Prabhupada felt very happy and he immediately requested him, can you give me some other contacts? He took Prabhupada to at least 5 to 10 different people, trying to sell Bhagavatam, but no way, nobody took it that time. He went to Grand Road Library, one rich trust he went, you know, different colleges he went. Nobody took even for their own library. Prabhupada felt rejected, he again came back to Delhi. As soon as he came there, you know, suddenly he got message from government that your sponsorship form is ready. And he took it as an indication. How come this happened? One Mr. Gopar Agarwal, as you know, from Mathura, businessman. You know, Prabhupada had a habit of telling everyone, do you have any contacts in America? I want to go to America. I want to preach in America. And sometimes people would call him crazy. And sometimes people would think that he wants to see America. You know, but very few people took it seriously. And this Mathura businessman, Gopal's father, Mr. Agarwal, he was approached by many such sadhus. And he had a habit, because his son left India and settled in America only, did not come back. So he had this grudge, you know. Mera beta to chala gaya, thoda so sadhu ka seva karega to wapas aa sakta hai. So any sadhu would ask him, can you sponsor? He would write a letter to his son. And son also, just to make father little happy, for every sadhu's request he would sponsor. And he was so frustrated by this time, he said, this is the last time I am doing it. After this my father request, I am not going to sponsor anyone. Because nobody comes, it's a waste of time and money. So this request that Prabhupada's request went, this was the last Gopal Agarwal was about to sign, and that's the request that had come. So it was very unique in that sense, you know. And when Prabhupada saw that, he took it as an indication, and immediately he asked, you know, I have sponsorship form, but I don't have even passport. Passport is a basic thing you need. So he approached one person, Krishna Pandit. Passport was easy to get. And he asked Krishna Pandit only, can you sponsor my ticket? He said, ticket? You know, he could not say directly no to a Swami. So he said, actually Swamiji, you know, sannyasis are not supposed to go out of India. So like this is telling, that is not good. So Prabhupada understood, you know, he doesn't want to sponsor. Prabhupada is very shrewd also. Then he thought, one person in Bombay can help.
Sumati Morarji, because she had sponsored some money for Bhagavatam also. And she had steamship. She doesn't have to give money. She has to only give ticket on her ship. Went there. So that story in detail I am not describing because all of us know. I am only touching those parts which are literally, you know, generally unknown. So once ticket got sponsored from Sumati Morarji, now she asked, you know, now please arrange the visa and P form. Then I will give you the ticket. So Prabhupada now, where will he stay? He had no place to stay in Bombay. So he said the same thing to Sumati. Sumati, no problem. I have this employee's quarters, Sindhya Colony. You can stay there. She arranged one room. So Prabhupada was staying there. And you know, he was sharing this, you know, room. This particular building had two rooms like this, you know. So one room was Prabhupada and his neighbor was Mr. Nagarajan. And they were friends, you know. And by that time the news had spread in the colony that, you know, this sadhu is going to America for preaching in English. He had, you know, printed books. So naturally there's a news, no? Our Sumati Morarji has sponsored like that. So everybody, children, old people, ladies, you know, gentlemen, they used to come and ask Prabhupada, Swamiji, kya kar rahe aap? You know, writing books. And they would, you know, I said, khidki se dekhte the, kya chal raha hai? Darwaze se dekhte the, Swamiji, kya kar rahe? You know, he had become celebrity in that colony now. And they would see that constantly he's writing, writing, writing. And once he went and asked, Swamiji, what are you writing so much? He said, no, you want to understand what I write? I said, yes. Instead of explaining him, he took out two books. Read these two books, you will understand what I am writing. So Nagarajan took little interest. And then they started meeting him daily, morning, evening. So as soon as people came, Prabhupada started preaching. Morning class, evening class. And daily Prabhupada would go out, meet various people. He asked Nagarajan, I want to meet big people in Bombay. Can you find out? Now Nagarajan is a simple employee of, you know, Sindhya company. He said, what to do, what to do? He got the telephone directory and listed all the big businessmen's name. And out of that, zeroed on all the Gujaratis, Marwadis, all those Vaishnava kind of people, and gave all the contacts and telephone numbers to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would call, set up meeting. Daily he would try to go to meet two, three people, and he would come in the evening, very tired. And these people in the society, this colony would see, the Swami just come. In the morning he was very energetic. Now he's so tired. You know, slowly he is walking and he feels dejected, and people would ask, so Swamiji, what happened today? People are not interested. You know, people are not interested in the words of what I am saying. They are not interested in the words of Krishna. And people would feel sympathy for Prabhupada. No worry, Swamiji. Tomorrow, you know, you will meet good people. You know, you will achieve your mission. They used to, you know, consult Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would come to his room, and Nagarajan says that he would take out his uttari, put it on the chair. He would sit on the window sill, looking out of the window, you know, thinking something, you know, kind of depressed. And 10 minutes later, again Nagarajan would come and he would see Prabhupada writing again in the sitting chair. He said, what is this? 1 minute before, he is sitting like a depressed person. And next minute, he is sitting on the chair and again, you know, ready to complete his mission. So Nagarajan asked Prabhupada, what is this? No, I did not find any person. Sometimes we become dejected, we are dejected for days. In 10 minutes we are again back to your mission. How is this possible? And then Prabhupada produced one paper out. And that is something very interesting for us to know. It was printed paper, not handwritten paper. Printed paper, and title was My Mission. And the content was something like this. That God consciousness is the only solution to all the evils in this world. All the Western technology and material enjoyment that they are offering, and even after that, it is not bringing any peace. The world war had happened, people are still suffering. So it is not going to bring any peace, it is not bringing any peace. Only if this India's message of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is spread throughout the world, that has some hope to this world. And that is my mission. So he had printed that, and many copies were there. He himself would read and get rejuvenated. This is my mission. Whether people accept today or not, tomorrow Krishna will send more people. And whenever he would meet these big people, he would show them this printed mission. This is my mission. Can you help me? And people would reject the offer. Likewise, he spent some days there. Then Sumati Morarji also called him for some kind of Bhagavatam classes, which he gave. And when the time came up, you know, this P form and all this thing happened, visa also came. Visa came in July 65 and P form was still pending, and State Bank of India person told Prabhupada, we cannot give you P form. That means after arranging so many things, now There is no way. Prabhupada is not going to accept defeat. He said, why? He said, no, you are sponsored by a private person and not by an institution. We can give P form only if you are sponsored by a big institution. What if this private person tomorrow dies? You are stranded in America. You know, Prabhupada said, no, I want to see your superior. Now, can you please put my file there? So he went to the secretary of that superior and told, please arrange my meeting with the file, with the superior. And he was waiting there. Secretary understood the matter, gave it to the superior. He was like the chief of all these matters. After 10-15 minutes, he comes and, Swamiji, before Prabhupada spoke, he said, your P form I have sanctioned. So the prayers and, endurance, the perseverance that Prabhupada had to go to America to preach this message, step by step, we can see. Now when the time came of going to Calcutta to board Jaladuta, there were 2-3 weeks and Prabhupada was getting disturbed. Now everything is ready, why you are not giving me ticket? But he would chastise Mr. Chokshi, who was secretary, She told me she will give me ticket now, everything is ready, why ticket is not coming? And Chokshi was saying, sometimes he was very happy, sometimes he would become very angry. You are wasting my days. Now I should be in America. Now everything is ready. And what Sumati was doing that time, she was a very good lady. She was trying to arrange such ship where the captain and people would understand the needs of a vegetarian sadhu, a saintly person. Because most of these people were, drunkards and non-vegetarians, they may not regard sadhu and he's so old. If they don't take care of this old sadhu, then who will take care? So she was waiting for the right ship and the right captain. And when she found Captain Arun Pandya, he was a good person. So she arranged that ticket and gave to Prabhupada. That ship was from Calcutta. Sometimes I used to wonder why not from Bombay. Now I understood that particular ship had to be there, that captain, and that was starting from Calcutta. So she sent Prabhupada there and the Bhagavatam was to be loaded from Cochin. So Prabhupada went to Calcutta. Before that, Mr. Chokshi, that time he spent 250 rupees on the order of Sumati Morarji to buy warm clothes, cap, various other clothes, not only tickets. She arranged so many things, just like a daughter would do for a father. And Prabhupada was very much on his mission. He was not worried about these clothes. He said, Chokshi ji, ek kaam karo. I want 500 pamphlets to be printed. Once I reach in America, what will I do? So Chokshi, really? You want to spend money on printing pamphlets and not on your clothes and food and cereals? He said, no, I want that money. Because she has given 250. Now I can now spend anywhere. So, he printed one pamphlet titled Srimad Bhagavatam, India's Message of Peace and Goodwill. And in that Prabhupada wrote a lot of things, mainly about the Shikshashtakam verses, translation. And if you want to understand this, please meet Swami Bhaktivedanta and his contact details. And some pamphlet was prepared by Prabhupada. With those 500 pamphlets, he left. And now when he reached Calcutta, he was thinking, where do I stay? And that's where the connection of today's Bhagavatam verse and this pastime of Prabhupada. He was thinking that time again, where are all my relatives? My dear father and mother, they are now no more. So I had so many relatives. I have spent my childhood. I have so many contacts. But nobody is there now today to host me for 2 weeks. Where do I stay? Because he couldn't go back to family because he's sannyasi now. And I have no money, there is no way I can stay. So, what remains is the list of only names of this family. So that was again a verse that came to his mind. A fruitless glory, Prabhupada says in his poem. This is a fruitless glory. Out of all this context Prabhupada had, he asked one person, Mr. Bhattacharya. He was a young man, he was a kirtaniya. He was not even close contact. But Prabhupada thought I would stay with him. He came running, Swamiji is coming. He said, Swamiji, I will arrange some classes for you. The Prabhupada said, okay. So morning, evening he would arrange some classes. But he was not so much sincere. He said, Prabhupada, I think today what you spoke now is not correct. He would argue with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would say, what do you know of Shastras? And Prabhupada would become very angry, But this, I think, this is useless, Prabhupada said. You should speak from Shastra. I am speaking of Shastra. You quote some Shastra, then prove. Otherwise, I think will not work. So this was the kind of assistant he had in Calcutta for those 2 weeks before leaving. But he had this good thought, Swamiji, you are doing such nice thing, Your news should come in all the newspapers. Prabhupada said, yes, it should come. Then he took Prabhupada, drove to Times of India, Amrut Bazar Patrika, you know, National Herald, and so many newspapers. Nobody accepted the news. One small Bengali newspaper, you know, Dainik Basumati, they printed one article about Prabhupada. One Swamiji is going to America to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's mission. One day, Prabhupada went to Mayapur, got his blessing from Bhakti Sansara Thakur, and then he boarded, and the day came, 13th August 1965. That day, only four people came with Prabhupada. Historic occasion. Only four people. One of them was his son, and others were Scindia Company's employees. They had come. And it was a cargo ship. You know, cargo ship, His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj mentions that for this 50th anniversary celebration, they went to Kolkata. There, they went to that dockyard. They were walking. It is a holy place. Maharaj paid obeisances. It was so black. That black thing of the cargo dockyard, you know, stuck to his knees, and he was scrubbing it for weeks. You know, for decades it is not washed. It is never washed. All the oil, and it is not a passenger, you know, area. It is a cargo area. It's such a, and the ship is also like that. So we can imagine what kind of ship or then dockyard is. You know, it's not a passenger area to travel by. And, you know, there also, we see that Vrindavan, Prabhupada's son, he mentions that when Prabhupada boarded, he handed over 40 rupees to me. He mentioned this to Maharaj, and Maharaj tells in one lecture that he handed 40 rupees. He said, you know, what will I do with this 40 rupees? I cannot exchange there. Keep this with you, and when I need, I may call, you know, call you. So, when he reached Boston, from there through Captain Arun Pandya, he telegrammed to Vrindavan that I had heart attacks, please go to this particular Ayurvedic shop in Calcutta, buy these medicines and send it to me using those 40 rupees. So that is how those 40 rupees were utilized. And Maharaj mentions that 50 years later, on that same, for celebrating the same event, 30,000 people had come. But 50 years before, only 4 people were there. That too without any uncertain, you know, without any certainty. So the journey started. So I will skip the major part. You know, it goes around the Sri Lanka, comes to Cochin. How many sets of Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada is carrying? 200 sets. Matlab 200 into 3 books. 600 books Prabhupada was carrying with him. And that is why he used to feel very confident that of all these things, I am useless person, you know. But I am confident about Srimad Bhagavatam's message. 200 sets, he felt very confident. With this, I can transform the world. And he was going, and this 200 set may say, when he reached Boston, you know, he was wanting dollars. He wanted to ask Captain Pandya, can you give me donation? But he thought, instead of asking donation, I'll give one set. And Prabhupada had never thought how much to, you know, one set to be sold for, the price. Captain Pandya asked suddenly, what is the price? The price printed on the book that time was 16 rupees 80 paisa. Prabhupada said, $16.80. Captain Pandya took out $20 bill and gave to Prabhupada. So that was the first $20 Prabhupada received, you know, to carry out his further expenses. Fully depending on Krishna, you know. And henceforth, Prabhupada always sold all these Bhagavatam set for $16. First set, you know, till that time further. And then they stopped printing the price also later on in the Bhagavatam. So from Cochin, when they started in Arabian Sea, that's the time two heart attacks came. So I'm not going to details of that because that is also a well-known story. The first heart attack came one night, second heart attack second night, and there are three miracles happened on that journey. So I'll be focusing on them. The first miracle is second night Krishna appeared and he rubbed the heart of Srila Prabhupada very smoothly, gently rubbing the heart. You know, Prabhupada mentions this to one of his disciples. And he felt very relieved of the pain. Second miracle is later Prabhupada had a dream. He saw that there is a pink lotus boat on which Krishna and all his expansions are sitting. And one rope is tied from that small boat, very small boat, to Jaladuta, which is an ocean liner. You know? And that boat is carrying Jaladuta ahead like this. That was the vision Prabhupada had. And that's where Prabhupada commented, Krishna has taken charge of Jaladuta. He would mention this to captain and so many, you know, workers, technicians in the ship. And they would think this Swami has gone crazy, you know. No, he's just thinking. He's Swami, so he's thinking like that. But Prabhupada would mention again and again to captain's wife also, Krishna has taken charge of the ship. You know, just like this big aeroplane is there and the small vehicle carries the aeroplane. Or there are, you know, these tugboats they call. Tugboats, they have this very powerful engine, but they are very small in size. And they carry the big ocean liners to the shoreline. That is the job of these tug liners. So that's a kind of small, very small lotus ship was there in Prabhupada. And third miracle is when they entered Atlantic, the waves were vanished. It was very calm, as we know. So Brahmananda Prabhu, he mentions that in 1964, he had come to India, 64, on ship, just to see India. That time he had come by ship and he saw the waves. What kind of waves? Because we only see the waves, na, of river or some ocean. He says, generally the Arabian Sea waves are 10 to 15 feet high. Like this. 10 feet matlab almost one story. They are coming and going. But Atlantic Ocean waves, matlab they are 25 feet high. 25 feet high. Normal. When there is no cyclone. Normal weather is 20 to 25 feet high waves. Prabhupada got the seasickness in Arabian Sea. No? And that's where he got heart attack. What would have happened in Atlantic Sea? You know, that is what Brahmananda was trying to tell. Because seasickness matlab the boats is going like this, you know. The boat ka pura height itna to wavy rata hai Atlantic mein. You know, then he said that from Sahara Desert of Northern Africa, the hot air goes down towards southwest and the cool air from the ocean comes and that's where cyclone takes place. And when the cyclone is there, the height of the waves in Atlantic would be 35 to 40 feet. It's almost five-story building coming like this, you know. And when all these people saw such calm Atlantic, they were commenting multiple times, Prabhupada, this ocean, this particular Atlantic ride is so calm, it's only because of you. And Prabhupada would comment, yes, Krishna has taken the charge. And now they understood. Previously they commented on, taunted, but now they understood. And then 13 September 1965, when the ocean was calm, Prabhupada wrote one prayer. Very nicely, you know, Krishna Tava Punya Habe Bhai. And he was so happy, jubilant. He said, today I have written to my friend. You know, I have prayed to Lord Krishna. And then he comes, the 17th September 1965, 5:30 a.m., the boat reaches Boston. By 10 a.m., the custom officers come, they check all the documents, and they grant 3 months stay in America. And Prabhupada said, what to do throughout the day? He asked Captain Miller, let's see Boston. Because just like, you know, Arjuna says, Sena Yavur Bhayur Madde. I want to see what are those people there, you know. So he goes with Captain Pandya and sees, and he says, city is very nice. He writes in the diary. And what is going on in his mind, we can see. You know, he writes, Baro Krupa, Hale Krishna, Adhay Mera Prati. He says, you know, how these people will understand the message of Bhagavatam? They are so much stooped into Raja and Tamagun. How my words will help them? No, you have to empower Krishna. You know, these three verses of Bhagavatam, he writes, you know, you have put them in Maya, you only can deliver them from Maya. You know, your message of the holy name is perfect. You know, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, he quotes that sloka. If they repeatedly hear Bhagavatam, I am sure they will be delivered. But am I right instrument? Am I pure enough? Can you give some empowerment to my words so that they understand my words? You know, I am nowhere. You have brought me such a farther place. Now you make me dance. That famous, you know, stanza. You make me dance. You make me dance like puppet the way you want. I have no bhakti. I have no Vedas. No devotion and no knowledge. Now you Sarthaka Kari Bhakti Vedanta name. And here signs, you are insignificant, most unfortunate servant. That shows the mood of Srila Prabhupada. You know, sometime later you can go through the poem that how humble Prabhupada is feeling. He is not feeling. So he has full faith on two things, Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name. These two things he mentions there in the poem. So that is why 200 sets and Bhagavatam verses he quotes in the poem. When he goes there, he starts talking about Bhagavatam, the flyer of Bhagavatam. So can you imagine the faith he had in Bhagavatam? And when, after 2 days of again travel, New York, he comes. He had telephoned Gopal from Boston, I am coming. Gopal said, I cannot come to receive you. I will arrange one agent. So one travel agent was waiting there. He had described how the Swami looks like. And Prabhupada did not know who that person looks like. So that's why when he comes out, he says, I had no knowledge of whether to turn right or left. You know, and New Yorkers are exceptionally famous for ignoring any new entrant in America. You know, so when Prabhupada came out, and that's where that agent picked him up. So when Prabhupada kept his foot on America in Boston, that's where I felt, you know, small step of Srila Prabhupada is a giant step for Krishna, giant leap for Krishna consciousness. Well, that's where he started this whole thing. And through all these things, what all achievements Prabhupada achieved, I would just list that and end for today's discussion. This I have taken from offering of Loknath Swami Maharaj recently he did. So much Prabhupada achieved through his this trip. One, he said, sun never sets on ISKCON Empire. You know, there is a famous saying, no? British used to say, my British are gone. Now ISKCON for next 10,000 years, sun will never set. Even now it never sets. You know, anywhere you go, you know, 4:30 dot Mangal Arati is there. The council is going on. And 4:30 is there now, some other country, the council is gone. There are 6 Artis. So throughout the world, somewhere the councils of the Artis are going on. That's how the sun never sets on ISKCON Empire. In fact, once bank, I think Citibank's CEO, he's a Gujarati fellow, this country head, he was mentioning, because he likes to visit various ISKCON centers for Mangal Arati. He said, what ISKCON has done, what Prabhupada has done is unparalleled. Devotees asked, what is that? He said, what quality standards we have? You know, we have so many branches all over the world, we have difficulty maintaining the same quality in all the branches. But I visit any ISKCON center, morning Mangal Arati, 4:30 dot darshan opens. I go to Juhu, 4:30 it opens. I go to Bhaktivinoda Manor, 4:30 it opens. I go to New York, 4:30 it opens. What standard you people have? Such quality standards I have not seen in any other company. No meeting in any company starts on time. But your darshan starts always on time. You know, so he was mentioning the kind of quality standards Prabhupada has established for the deity worship. You know, KGB declared Hare Krishna to be one of the threats. You know, that itself is one sense, you know, as they say, na, neighbor's envy, owner's pride, that kind of thing. For materialists, you know, Hare Krishna means the KGB took note in those days. It's an achievement in one sense. Now in Russia, 700,000 followers of ISKCON or Krishna movement are there. You know, and all over the world, ISKCON has hundreds and hundreds of centers. Now, basically, even ISKCON management does not have system to count how many centers it has. That how it has grown. So generally we say 600, sometimes we say 700. Loknath Maharaj in that offering, he says 1000 centers are there. You know. Then ISKCON Padayatra has traveled 2,60,000 kilometers in 210 countries. Now centers are in the cities and towns. In between villages, Padayatra is there. You know, Prithvite Ache Nagaradigram, Sarutra Prachara, Hoibe Moranam. Padayatra has traveled 2,60,000 kilometers, giving holy name and books to so many villagers, not only in India but 210 countries. BBT presented a report, they say like this: 2 seconds, one book is distributed. 2 seconds, one book is distributed. That is how the book distribution rate ISKCON devotees are having. And so far, 50 crore books are distributed. And Rathayatras, 700 towns and cities every year are having Rathayatras, successfully establishing Lord Jagannath as the Lord of the universe. Prabhupada has achieved that. And that too in the British Empire, you know, London in Trafalgar Square. Festivals, how many festivals ISKCON celebrates? There are in major temples 10 to 12 per year. There are so many centers. And there is Sunday Love Feast, is also a small festival. Likewise, there are, you know, Maharaj says 6,000, but 600 centers into 10 major itself is 6,000. If you count the Sunday feast, or, you know, 50 Sunday feast into 600 centers, it would go in thousands of festivals are celebrated by ISKCON every year. And about food for life, 20 lakh plates of prasadam are distributed daily, 20 lakhs daily by the Food for Life Global. They have 200 kitchens throughout the world. And the Annamrut, that is within India for the school children, they distribute 12 lakhs of plates of prasadam daily to the school children. It's a mammoth amount. Matlab, we cannot even count how much mercy is getting distributed. And all this started by whom? That journey that today Prabhupada arrived in America. It looks so insignificant, but now it has taken such a big, wild step. And that is why I say that one small step of Srila Prabhupada that he took from Jaladutta in America has become a giant leap for Krishna consciousness in just 50 years. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Interestingly, I just heard tomorrow Radheshyam Prabhu is leaving for Boston. You know, such a coincidence, and probably the small step of Radheshyam Prabhu from aeroplane to Boston could become giant leap for youth preaching in America. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, आज के इस पावन दिन पर हम 208 अलग अलग जगहों पर हरिनाम मना रहे हैं प्रभुपाद की प्रसन्नता के लिए. तो जिन भक्तों ने इसमें भाग नहीं लिया है, प्लान नहीं किया है और उनको करना है हरिनाम, तो उसके बारे में कुछ इन्फॉर्मेशन चाहिए तो मुझे कांटेक्ट कर सकते हैं. हरे कृष्ण.